Welcome in the precious name of our Lord. And especially all those who are here today for the first time. Would you please stand up so that we can see it? Do we have brothers and sisters who are here today for the first time? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. God bless you in a special way. You may be seated. Then we would like to welcome and greet all the ministering brethren. Brother Daniel from Romania, Brother Müller from Austria, and all the brothers, our brothers from Lyon, from Brussels, from Paris, from all over. May the Lord bless in a special way all those who are ministering with the word. Then we have a number of greetings. Brother Wallström from Denmark was the first one who phoned and who extended greetings to all. Then greetings from Australia, greetings from Tasmania, greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. You all know God has blessed there in a special way, and many have heard the word and have come to the faith. Then greetings from Brother Graf. Then we have Brother Daniel here, who was just now in Chicago, and God willing, also there, a door is opening to have a TV program there to the USA and to Canada. The Lord God is still on the throne. Then we have greetings from Madagascar, greetings from Burkina Faso, greetings from Haiti, greetings from Dr. Mbie. They are also now joining us. Around 2,000 people are gathered there to hear God's word. Then greetings from Brother Gilles Song, greetings from Brother Idoni from Orléans, greetings from our Brother Paul from Nairobi, greetings from Gabon, greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and all the believers in Finland. Then greetings from Daddy and Mommy Miskis from Sao Paulo. Then greetings from Serbia of a brother who is new to me. God bless him in a special way. Then again from Auckland, New Zealand. Then also special greetings from Brother Wendell Ellis from Edmonton and his whole family. Then greetings from Virginia, USA. Greetings from Ottawa, Canada. Greetings from Denver, Colorado. Then from Johannesburg, from Brother Motika. Then from Brother Etienne Genton. And also from Brother Theo from Kigali, then from Hungary, then greetings from Brother Pino Davi from Palermo, then greetings from our beloved Brother Trapani, and from all from Turin and surroundings. Then we have greetings from Brother Bruce. You all know this is a brother, a man who teaches at the university in Cape Town and who is joined with us. Then from Brother Leong from Abidjan, greetings from Ashdod, and then greetings once again from Atlanta, USA. And I just hope that I didn't overlook anyone, that we mentioned all. I brought with me a piece of paper with the countries which are connected now over the internet. The flag of the country, and then it is shown how many are tuning in all these countries and who are watching the services. It's just tremendous. Here it were 796 connections which were joining us online, and most of the mostly they were whole churches assembled and gathered. I'm just overwhelmed of the possibilities which God has given to us by His grace, and which we can make use of to preach the precious and holy word. The brothers in Congo are especially overwhelmed. Through our brother Didier from Paris, they have given me a framed picture in memory of the mighty meetings which took place in Congo in four cities, be it 4,000, 8,000 or 15,000 or 22,000 people. God just blessed beyond measure. I have this picture here in front of me. I don't want to show it, but it just shows the thankfulness of the brothers. Not so, Brother Tati, you were my interpreter. It's just wonderful when we can experience and witness that brothers in the various countries are hearing the word, believing it, and then that they are passing it on. But then, when I think on our brothers and sisters from Prague, then I really remember that we had meetings there at the TV, and that Brother Frank was preaching in the chapel in which Jan Hus was preaching, in the Bethlehem Chapel in Prague. And just yesterday, I looked it up with what kind of good German Hus could preach what he had to say. I was really surprised. God, really in all people's tongues and nations, He has called out. And all who are the inheritance of God, they are hearkening to His voice according to the scripture, "My sheep hear My voice." A stranger they will not follow. Then we have the new circular letter, which exists already in German, English and French. It is available. Just take it with you. Read it. Here we lined out that God has a plan, and that He at all times, that He was at work, and that all who found grace in the sight of God, they recognized what God has promised for their time, and what He also did. I really like to remember the meetings in Brussels, in London, and now the meeting in Lyon. God really did great things. And Brother Kupfer, he can confirm it. Together, we were there. One could feel the brotherly love, and may the Lord bless our brothers in a special way. Then we have to announce, just the Lord willing, and if time continues, I was asked to announce that as already 24 times we had an Israel trip in the coming year, if time continues, there will be an Israel trip. And if you would like to have part in it, you can register. Only if the number gets full for a journey, one has to have at least 36 or 42 persons to get a special prize for a group. Then, God willing, at the coming weekend, we have Rome in the program. And we are just looking up to the Lord. Who calls the various groups together in Italy. And we are just going there by faith to bring the precious and holy word, to share it with all who are ready to hear it. And then, God willing, always God willing, at the last Saturday before Zurich, Brother Müller, God willing, will be in Graz, Austria. And then it continues to Zurich. And in the meantime, after Rome, it goes to the Far East, up to Cambodia, to Vietnam, to preach the precious and holy word. I have to say it time and again. For us, who we have the grace to recognize what God promised and what He is doing right now, the word is so precious that we just have to carry it, and we will carry it until the Lord comes, because that's how He said it. Work until I come. Work until it is day, for the night comes where nobody can work. Then it was already announced that tonight we will have the Lord's Supper. We will not deal with subjects of the timely events, but we will just touch the kernel and look at the kernel, namely the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. It must be said to all the people that nobody can live eternally unless he has received eternal life. And there's only one eternal life, and this has God. And God, who is from eternity to eternity, has revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. And therefore the Holy Scripture says in the Epistle of John, 1 John 5, verse 20, He is the true God and eternal life. So, all the human beings who were born into this world are candidates for death, and as sure as it is set for man to die once, the well-known word, Hebrews chapter 9, probably verse 27, and afterward the judgment, all are judged who didn't receive God's grace. And therefore, we may proclaim the wonderful word of the cross, of the crucified one. As Paul has said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And then he has given us the ministry of reconciliation to all who preach the word. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. Receive the offer of grace. For thus it is written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 and 11, he who has the Son of God has eternal life, and he who has not the Son has not life. And therefore it says, John 1, as many as received him, them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Let us say it openly and freely. The Holy Scripture doesn't know of one single sacrament. It doesn't know the three sacraments or the seven sacraments by which some kind of religious act the people are offered salvation. God alone offers salvation in Jesus Christ. Everything else cannot stand before God. Sometimes it really comes to me when I think about that the whole of mankind is being misled. I cannot bear it. I cannot stand it. But not only in all the other religions, also in Christendom. May God have mercy. And may he once again put his word upon the lampstand so that many can get still saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now just because in the word of introduction it was spoken of the rain and the blessing, let me just read to this one verse from James, chapter 5. James, chapter 5, verse 7, also in connection with Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 1. Here it's written, addressed to us in this time, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. In connection with the return of Jesus Christ, we are required to be patient and to experience that God will give both the early and the latter rain. the early rain at the sowing and the latter rain at the harvest. And we are truly living in the time where it is being sown, where it is being harvested. God gives always both. And for this, we are very, very grateful. Now, in view to the Lord's Supper, brothers and sisters, it must be said very clearly that all who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and who have accepted the finished work of redemption for them by faith, that they can witness of a conversion, that they can really give testimony of having been pardoned, that they can testify of that they were born again unto a living hope, that God has really saved their souls. And as Paul has written to the Romans, his Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. All the children of God, they have the right to partake of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, which will be visible before us, is a visible memory to that what happened on the cross of Calvary. When the Lord went for us to the cross, and when he cried out, "It is finished." And that's how the redemption happened, the forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation. All who have accepted and received Jesus Christ, they may partake openly and freely of the Lord's Supper. And we will read the scriptures now in which we can find ourselves again. Let us start with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And here we read verse 3 and 4. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3 and 4. May God bless also all our brothers, all the interpreters. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. And this is Isaiah 53 and other scriptures. Died for us according to the scriptures. Verse 4. And that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. Psalm 16 verse 10 says, I will not allow that my holy ones suffers corruption, neither that his soul remains in hell. He died. He went down. He conquered death, Satan. He conquered everything. And he rose on the third day. And in his resurrection, also our resurrection is guaranteed. Inasmuch as we were crucified with Christ, dying with him, and were buried with him, so sure we also rose together with him unto a new life. Then we have the wonderful word in Ephesians, chapter 1, Ephesians, chapter 1, and here it is verse 7, Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Just say amen. It is so. In him we have. It's a gift of God. We will not get it after death sometime. No, this we received already from God. In him we have the forgiveness through his blood, namely the forgiveness of our sins. Can you all believe this? Then you can partake of the Lord's Supper to confirm that the redemption has happened for you and that you received it. So, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. God said, whom I will be merciful, I am merciful. And the emphasis is that the redemption had to take place through the blood. We time and again, we put it onto the lampstand. Because the original sin happened in the body of flesh and blood. Therefore, the redemption had to take place in the body of flesh and blood to make the damage well again. And we have the comparison between Eve and Mary. And it would be really good, brothers and sisters, precious friends, it would be good if all would read in Genesis chapter 3 that Eve is the mother of all living. And nowhere it is written that Adam is the father of all living. There are really precious things in the Word of God. There's a verse, oh, and one thinks, oh, where is the connection here? The connection is very clear. One just has to look it up and just has to read it. Right after the fall in Genesis, in chapter 3, after the Lord reckoned with Satan the serpent, and he said what he had to say, it says in verse 20 then, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also of Cain, also of Abel. And therefore it's written here in the same connection in chapter 4 that Eve bore Adam a son, which he called Cain, with the help of the Lord. And she continued and bore his brother Abel without a knowing again. Just, it's really important that we read God's Word under the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that we place every verse correctly with the help of our God. So, back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. in whom we have redemption through his blood. Why? The life of the body is in the blood. Leviticus 17, from verse 11 up to 14. So God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Also here we are finding a point. As our Lord said in John 14, you believe in God, believe also in me. The whole world believes in God, whatever they may understand about it. But it's really important that we believe in the revealed God, in Jesus Christ, knowing that he was God, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, and that only through him we can get the adoption of sons. So, the redemption through his blood. Then we have in Titus, in chapter 2, Titus, chapter 2, here we have the wonderful verses which also speak about how the Lord has given the redemption which we may receive by his grace. Now, addressed especially to all brothers and sisters who you have not yet the full assurance, the assurance of salvation. Today it shall happen. Believe God's word, and the assurance of salvation will be given to you. For thus it is still written, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and your household. Here in Titus, chapter 2, we have the full gospel, from verse 11. Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us, not all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The grace of God has appeared to all men. But then the man of God turns to the believers, to the children of God, and writes, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, also addressed to the young people now. The youth don't belong into a disco. They don't belong somewhere. No, they belong to the Lord. And as we said it here recently, from the first sermon, Acts 2, for unto you is the promise, and to your children, and to all who are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. A word addressed to all. And I say it once again, especially to the youth. Plan your professional life. Plan your life with God's help. But always remain in the limits of the Word of God. And never look into the world, for the world perishes with all their lust. And at the end, the world deceives you. The world deceives. The reality looks totally different. We remain sober in all things. Plan just as God leads you in your personal life, in your professional life, whatever it might be. But have always this word before you, young and old. We are all addressed here. Then verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The life of a believer, whether old or young, is lined out for the return of Jesus Christ. That we really live our lives in a way that we can meet our Lord at any time. And then we are shown the salvation for us. Verse 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself his own special people, zealous of good works. Here we have the summary of the finished work of redemption. That he might redeem us, that he may and purify unto himself his own special people, zealous of good works. Not living as the world, but really living in the limits of the Word of God. And by this, living in the grace of God. Now, for all of us who will partake of the Lord's Supper, let me read these wonderful words from Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And here, it's the verses 8 and 9. Revelation 5, 8 and 9. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Today, we will bring prayers before God. We will give thanks to the Lord. Prayers who are gathered and who will be brought before the throne of God. The redeemed flock has the free access to the throne of grace. And our prayers are not just going up to the ceiling. No, they are gathered. And then they are being brought before the throne of grace. Then verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain. Hallelujah. Thanks be to you, the Lamb, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And to this blood-bought flock we may belong. And if we then partake of the Lord's Supper and also will drink of the cup, always in memory, the Lamb of God was slain. Already John the Baptist, as reported in the first chapter, he was showing to our Lord and he said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Brothers and sisters, we are not only having a message before the return of Jesus Christ. Firstly, we have the divine message of salvation, so that the people experience the salvation, and not only speaking about a message which they have received with their intellect. No, that the message is connected with the message of salvation, with Jesus Christ, our Lord, in which only is the salvation of God. So, we thank our God. Let us read two more scriptures from Peter, from the Epistle of Peter, where we are again shown 1 Peter chapter 2. Here it's verse 25 and 26. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Er hat unsere Sünden an seinem Leib.
He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Brothers and sisters, this is divine reality. This is true. It has happened. Our Lord and Savior, as the Lamb of God, he has taken our sin, our guilt, everything what has separated us from God, he has taken it upon himself in his own body. He took it to the cross. And then the wonderful testimony, so that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Not only forgiving of sins, but he has set us free from the sin according to the scripture, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So forgiveness and making us free from that what has enslaved us.
Der Gerechtigkeit leben möchten durch seine Wunden, seid ihr geheilt.
By whose stripes ye were healed. Thanks be to you, you the Lamb of God. You on the cross of Calvary You won the victory for us, as a German song goes. And here it says in verse 25, for ye, all of us, we were a sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and overseers of your souls. He who has saved our soul, he who has given his blood and life for us, as written here, for ye were going astray as sheep. Each one of us was going astray. And then came the call of the good shepherd, which we have heard. Please take it to heart and say, yes, Lord, that's how it has taken place with me. The Lord redeemed me. He has forgiven my sins. He has set me free what has enslaved me. He has set me free. As written here, by his stripes we were healed. As sure as his side was opened, and as sure as the blood gushed forth, so sure we are redeemed and healed. And we were not converted to a man or to a religion. No, we were converted to Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who gave his life for the sheep. To him, our Lord, be the glory for it. If you believe this, and if it has taken place with you, say amen. Redeemed, delivered, and forgiven, consecrating our lives to the Lord. Now, to this subject, one more scripture from Hebrews, chapter 9. Hebrews, chapter 9. Here we read from verse 11. You all know this text. You can look it up. But Christ, being come as high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the most holy place, having obtained an eternal redemption for us. This is the full gospel. This is grace of our God. And once again, addressed to all newcomers, addressed to all who have not yet the assurance of salvation, to you is this word, for you. All the words which we read, receive them by faith, accept them. This can be your day, the special day in your life, where you are not where you can experience your personal salvation, and where you can give thanks to the Lord for it. Verse 14, perhaps verse 15 also, in Hebrews 9, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Damit wir dem lebendigen Gott dienen.
This amen was not loud enough.
Das sagen wir alle von Herzen.
Let us say it with all our hearts, out of conviction.
Denn das gehört zur Vollbracht.
For this belongs to the finished work of redemption. More God could not do than what he already did.
Als fehlerloses Opfer Gott dargebracht.
Offered himself without spot to God to purge our conscience, to purge your conscience, to purge what you have trouble of, to purge your worries. You can be delivered today by the power of the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. He offered himself without spot to God, purging our conscience from the dead works so that we can serve the living God. Do you all want this? That everything is purged, everything, so that we can serve the living God. Verse
15.
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Not only we, as the New Testament church, for all the Old Testament saints also, who were waiting for Christ and who believed that the Messiah, the Anointed One, would come in the redemption, in the reconciliation, all from the Old and from the New Testament are included. Now the scriptures, which belong to the Lord's Supper, and we are just grateful that for every subject, for everything what happens in the church, that we have the instructions for it in the Word of God. We can find it, whatever we need. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 10, we have a couple of points which are very serious. Before then, in verse 16 and 17, it speaks of the cup of blessing and of the bread which will break. He has written a warning, brothers and sisters. Actually, I'm not here to give warnings here. To me is given the teaching part. One brother was writing in an email, Brother Frank, we place you in Matthew so and so, that God will send prophets and scribes. But really, I'm feeling to be led to set forth everything by teaching and to leave everything else to God. But here, mighty words are written, which we will read for our self-examination before the Lord's Supper. not to rebuke, not to accuse somebody. No, just to read it. Before it speaks of the bread and cup, that we just read it before that. Let us read the text. 1 Corinthians 10, from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Very good up to here. Very wonderful. The leading out. Drinking, eating, being baptized under the cloud, baptized in the sea, spirit baptism, water baptism, everything was there. And eating manna, drinking from that spiritual rock. And then it says in verse 5, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And here we see, brothers and sisters, not the beginning, the end will be crowned. That we are not murmuring, that we don't get influenced, but that we hold fast to what God has done for us. Not listening to where something wants to interrupt us, what the Lord has given us. No. I'm not daring to read on. I don't dare to read on what is written here. And Paul, the man of the new covenant, as Moses then, so Paul was that man whom God used for the church. He has given him all the instructions for the church. And he makes here the comparison, full of blessing. And nevertheless, in most of them, God was not well pleased. Now be honest now. Nobody needs to raise his hand. But is the thought, has it come into your mind? Do I please you, God? Do I live in your word, in thy will? Is the love of God my power in my soul? Did I live out your word? Today the Lord wants to show us that the moment has come to live a life which is well-pleasing to the Lord. Not just to be happy with blessings, even they were very precious to us. No. But asking ourselves the question, am I in thy word? Am I in thy promises? Am I in thy will? Do I believe as the scripture says? Am I one with your word and will? Now, the two verses, quickly. Verse 10 and 11. Neither murmur. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. So, don't murmur. Murmur not. And mostly, mostly we transfer our own condition to others. Let us remain silent before the Lord. And that what touches us, let us really bring it before Him. And He will help us. So, not murmuring, but believing. Verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition. For our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. What do you say to it? Now Paul, being led by the Spirit, he has written for us, addressed to us, whom the ends of the world are come. Everything is in the Word of God. Everything was written down. We just have to find it. We have to let ourselves be addressed by God and being led into the truth by the Spirit of God. Let us summarize. The greatest blessings are not sufficient. The end will be crowned. He who endures until the end, he shall be crowned. And all of us who we believe God's promises with all our hearts, let us take heed. As we just read in James 5, verse 7, be ye patient, beloved brethren, until it pleases the Lord to send the early and latter rain. Brother Branham really said it. Right at the end, the Lord will send both things at the same time, the early and the latter rain, and equipping the church completely with the power from on high. Today, in view to the Lord's Supper, now, verse 16 and 17 in 1 Corinthians 10. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, just for your orientation, what is being meant with the cup, and in comparison with all the churches in the English-speaking world who are not having a cup, but who are having the little glasses. Brother Schmidt, just look here, whether here is one example, just to show us why we are attacked in all of the world, in the whole of USA, in all of Canada. The Lord's Supper is not celebrated with a bread. No, everything is broken in small pieces, and then it's put in the front. And then, one tablet after the other, is being filled and it's being served. But the Bible speaks of a cup, not of separate glasses. And all of us, we are having part of the same redemption, and we are having part in the same bread, the same cup. And just for your orientation, brothers and sisters, if we are having here four cups, then because we have four segments here to have the cup go through. But these are not small glasses. Every time it's a cup. And if it's 50, one cup is sufficient. But if it's 800, then four cups. Don't worry. Don't worry. It is really important that, as written, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? We are the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. As our Lord and Redeemer had a body as the temple of God, dwelling in it, so the Lord has redeemed himself, a church for himself, and she is the temple of God, in which God is now dwelling, the body of Jesus Christ. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Today, the cup shall become a cup of blessing for all of us, as written here. And the bread which we break, it shall be a bread for blessing. That we just know the body of our Lord was sacrificed, was beaten, and his blood was shed. Therefore, it says, cup of blessing, bread of blessing. God has blessed us in Christ with all spiritual blessings which are in heavenly places. May every conscience be purged. May the inner dispute come to an end. All the problems, all the needs, just bring it to the Lord. He made the damage well already. And he will continue to bless. And he will be with us. Let us take these words to heart. Full of blessing. And yet, they were not pleasing the Lord. And then we are told, don't murmur as they murmured. The destroyer just killed them. All those who murmured, the destroyer killed. Those who murmur have no chance before God. Only those who believe, only those who trust God, to them he is merciful. All who murmured, the destroyer destroyed. So, no murmuring, no complaining, just leaving everything to God. And then if we find something in us, not in somebody else, if we find something in us, because that's how it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let each one examine himself, and then let him eat. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Here we could read from verse 23. Please don't say never again something is wrong with the church. Never saying that something is not right. If it is not right, then with you. And if it is not right, then with you. Not with the church. Please, don't murmur. Don't distribute murmuring and influencing others. No. Just prayers of thanks shall go up to the throne of God today. I repeat, all those who murmured, they perished. They perished. And only he who really believed, he also reached the goal. Once again, brothers and sisters, the emphasis on verse 11 in 1 Corinthians 10. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition. For our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. The end was never so close as now. It is at hand. We are addressed. And as we read, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break? Is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. The Lord, the Almighty God, may he be merciful to all of us, beyond measure, to everything what we are thinking of and what we can ask of. May God give us grace. Today we dealt with a subject which belongs to the Lord's Supper. The finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Our reconciliation with God. The grace and salvation. The inner renewing connected with God. Up. That God's well-pleasing is resting upon all of us by his grace. The same what we wish ourselves based upon the word of God, we wish to all brothers and sisters worldwide, in all peoples, tongues and nations, those who are joined with us, we wish you God's blessing, beginning with the going up of the sun, the rising of the sun, where every day starts in New Zealand. All of us know it, who know their way around. So, up from the rising of the sun, up to its going down, may all the elect, may all who believe God's word, may all whom the Lord could speak today, may they all receive their redemption and salvation today. And may they all celebrate the Lord's Supper in a biblical way. May the Lord bless in all peoples, tongues and nations. And may he be with his people all over the world. To him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now the question, before we switch off, did you all receive God's word by faith? The Lord God bless us all. Amen. Let us stand up. You have redeemed us. You have forgiven us completely. We are reconciled with God. We have received eternal life. And we may be your inheritance for time and for eternity. Precious Lord, crown thy people with grace and loving kindness. May the faith lead unto obedience. Take everything from me, from us, what you don't like. Be merciful and help us. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. That we can come together from many nations to hear your word and to have a new experience with you. We are thanking you with all our hearts for it. And I ask you for all the newcomers, for all who would like to consecrate their lives to you. Give now grace for the full decision in your presence. I thank you for it. Dear Lord, also tonight, your word will not return void. The word of the cross accomplishes for what it was sent for. The word of the cross becomes the power of God for them who believe it. Adoration and praise be unto you with all our hearts. Before we partake of the bread and the cup, let us bow our heads. Let us pray. Who would like to be included into this prayer? Just raise your hand. If there is something, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Only to Jesus. He went with his own blood into the Holy of Holies. A faithful high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Trust him. Tell it to Jesus. Tell him what bothers you, what worries you. Tell it to him now. Dear Lord, I'm coming with all before your throne of grace, and I thank you that you, with your own blood, you entered the Holy of Holies and you laid it upon the mercy seat. And there it remains until the last one is called and redeemed and added. Great God, we say thanks for all the words of the Scripture which we read tonight. May this day be the day which you made for us, that from now on we are living a well-pleasing life to you. Give us the strength to do it. I thank you for all my brothers and sisters and also all the young people. They are consecrated to you in a special way. Be with them. Be with all of us. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Hat wie dem Abraham verheißen, aus allen Völkern, Sprachen, Stämmen, auch aus allen Stämmen herausgerufen. Und Alle Erlösten werden ihm in ihrer eigenen Sprache den Lob darbringen, die Anbetung darbringen. Das Evangelium wird in allen Sprachen, ja in allen Stammessprachen verkündet und alle, die es glauben und aufnehmen, haben Teil an der Rettung der Seele, am vollen Heil, das Gott uns geschenkt hat. Brüder und Schwestern, nehmt diesen Tag, diesen Abend als ein Geschenk Gottes, als ein Geschenk Gottes. Nehmt an, nehmt auf. Und dann singen wir auch getragen, ganz getragen, Musik und Stimme. Dies ist der Tag, dies ist der Tag. Unser Leben aufs Neue weihen und einfach von Herzen sagen, dein Wille geschehe,
I will be done.
In meinem Leben,
in my life,
in der Gemeinde,
in the church,
dein Wille geschehe,
thy will be done,
im Himmel,
as in heaven,
so, auch auf Erden,
so also on the earth.
Denn nur in diesem Willen
for only in this will of God we once for all are sanctified. To him our God be the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to the God, to the Lord. Praise be to God. Do we all want to thank God in one voice, each one in his own language? Let us do it. That's how it was in Romans 15. They raised their voices in one accord. That's how it was in the book of Acts chapter 4. In every language. Let us thank now our Lord, precious Lord. We are thanking you with all our hearts for your word, for your grace, for your faithfulness, for the working of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Bless. Bless your people, your own church.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise und Ehre.